As we continue our series of Shurim Beis Hashem Yisbarach on the concept of Rapi Rapi, there's a tshuva from Rav Yaakov Emden in his Sefer Moruk Tzia on Arachayim, Simen Shin Chof Ches. There's a patient who is in great pain and he's requesting that he be operated. The operation involves a question of sakonis nefashis, and he's not in mortal danger. And the question is, should he have the operation or should he just live in pain? So he quotes a Ratvaz that says, if a doctor says that a patient needs to take a certain medicine and the patient refuses to take that medicine, we force the patient to take the medicine. However, the Ratvaz says that's only if the doctor says that he knows that this medicine will certainly be helpful. But if even the patient claims that he's not certain that this medicine is going to heal him, and certainly if he has another doctor backing up his opinion, he doesn't have to take the medicine. Not only says the Ratvaz that this halacha applied to Shabbos, but during the week as well, a doctor is telling a patient to take a medicine and the patient doesn't want to, we don't listen. But the Moruk Tzia continues, as we have in our shiur, to differentiate between a makkah, between something which is visible and something which is internal. An internal wound is different than a external wound. And he says when it comes to an external wound, internal wound, we're much more not going to listen to the doctor. Both ways. And therefore, if the patient wants to have this operation, we will listen to him. The Beis Meir in Yerudea, Simen Shin Lamites, discusses the situation where there's a patient who's very ill, and the doctor says this is the options. Either we do this treatment, which may be successful, but if it's not successful, the patient may die very soon, or do nothing and the patient will ultimately die because nothing was done. So what should be done? So he quotes there's a Shaul Zetshuva Shvus Yaakov Chela Gimel Sim Pehei. Where he discusses a patient who's in very serious danger, is going to die imminently, but there is one last treatment to be tried that could either hopefully help, or he may not. If he doesn't help, he may not make it immediately. What should he do? So he says that they should do the treatment. And he says, a raya from Gemara, Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, they are Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Yochanan. Sofek Chai, Sofek Meis, Amos Rappin. The Gemara over there speaks about taking medical treatment from an Akum. And the Gemara says that when there's a Suffolk, in those days, one was not allowed to use an Akam to be his physician. Because the Akam is certainly going to harm him when he's supposedly treating him. And therefore, it's better to do nothing where the patient may live versus having this Akam treat him who will certainly harm him. But, continues the Gemara, Vadimes, if he's certainly going to die, misrapim mehem. And Rashi says, the Mayavadle, what are we worried about? Habaloi belav hochiyamus, this patient is going to certainly die anyway. Vishema, your pena anachri. And maybe this Akam will indeed heal him. Ask the Gemara, Vika Chayisha. Maybe the Akam is going to do something, and we're going to take away these. He'll die sooner. Answers the Gemara. L'chai shalai chashinim. Ask the Gemara. Ask Taisus. What is Gemara saying? L'chai shalai chashinim. Don't we know that the halacha is that on Shabbos we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for someone, even though he is not going to make it anyway. So we see. We are concerned for Chai Yisho. So what's the Gemara saying, asked Tosfos, that L'Chai Yisho Loi Chashinin? Answers Tosfos, we always look for the benefit of the patient. Over there, by Shabbos, if we're not going to do something, the patient's going to pass away. So we're supposed to do what we can. Here, if we're not going to do something, the patient also may die. In other words, we always have to do what will help the patient. Here too, therefore, says the Shvus Yaakov, since this patient is so ill and will probably not make it, we're allowed to take the chance of doing the surgery or treatment that will help. He does, however, conclude. The doctor has to be very serious in how he makes this decision that the patient should be treated, and he should consult with other doctors. The Shalos Tshuvos, Binyan Tzion, also has a similar shaila, and he says that certainly to use an Akum to do such a treatment is certainly mutter. And he says that maybe is pshat in our Gemara, v'rapi. V'kan shenit n'rishus l'roi fil rapis. And the Torah in Yerideyah Simen Shin Lom Vav says that what's pshat So the Torah says powerful words that the doctor Shloyoma Mali Litzaraze, why should I get involved? Shema Eta, maybe I'll make a mistake. Vinimtsi Horig Nefoshis B'shoyig, and I'll end up having killed someone. Says the Torah, Hare the Loy Tzarach Haroy Filochuze. The doctor shouldn't think that way. The doctor should do what he has to do. And just like we see that the Torah allows Chil Shabbos because of the life of a patient, so too here with the Sila of Suffolk Nefashis, the doctor, by administering this treatment, who knows what's going to happen to the patient, we're still allowed to do what has to be done. As we continue discussing doctors and the treatments that doctors may or may not do and how doctors should perform, Al Gemara says here, Asya b'mogin, b'mogin shavya. A doctor who heals for without taking any fee is worth what he's getting paid. And the Rosh says, Im Omer Hamazik, in explaining our Gemara, Yesh li Orf Oyev Korov Shir Pechei Bechinam. I have a relative, I have a friend who will treat you for free. Yochul Loimer, the Nizik could say, Shein Aroy from a Kabul Schar, and when the doctor's not taking payment, Ein Liboy, he's not going to give me the proper attention, since he's not getting paid anyway. So the Papul Harifta asks on the Rosh, why does the Rosh have to say that the Mazik is telling the Nizik, I have a friend, I have a relative that could treat, that won't charge you for treating you? And what is if the doctor isn't a friend or a relative? What will be? And he's, and the Mazik says, I have somebody that's willing to treat you for free. Why did the Rosh have to speak about that this doctor is a friend or a relative? So the Pilpul Harifta says that usually, which doctor is going to agree to treat the patient without getting paid? It's only a doctor who has a relationship with the Mazik, a friend, a relative. Otherwise, wouldn't the doctor want to get paid? But according to the Papul Harifta, the same would be if the doctor wasn't a friend or a relative. A doctor who's not getting paid, we need to be concerned, won't pay proper attention for the patient. And so too does the Gilyonei HaShas say. The Gilyonei HaShas says, a doctor needs to get paid. And maybe that's pshat as we keep on discussing in our shiurim. V'rapa yirape, mikan shenit rishus l'roi fil rapois, that he should get paid to do what he's supposed to do. On the other hand, the Shvus Yaakov, and the Shas Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph, Sim Peveis, Pevov, says that if a doctor wants to treat a patient and not get paid, perfect. And actually, I saw Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in a Sefer Chashukei Chemed here in Masechta Bava Kama actually discusses a question. He says that we know that to do a mitzvah, you're not supposed to get paid. So if to do a mitzvah, you're not supposed to get paid, why is there a concept over here of Asir B'magin, B'magin Shavya, that we should pay the doctor, the doctor who should always get paid? If there's a concept that you're not supposed to get paid, you're barely only supposed to get paid because of, you're only supposed to get paid because of Schar B'tala. So he says a very interesting marshal. He says, there was once individual who worked at a job that caused him, he worked with animals, and it caused him to have a terrible odor. And when he came to shul, the people who sat next to him said, we can't daven because of this odor. So they went to the Rav and said, we have a problem here. We can't daven here in the shul because of this person odor. So the Rav said to them, how can you do this? How could you offend this person? It's bad enough that he never has to work at such a menial job, that now you're also saying that he should not be able, now that you're also saying that he should not be have to be able to come to shul. Then the person himself who had the odor came to the Rav and asked him, am I allowed to go daven? Maybe my odor disturbs my neighbors. So the Rav said, you shouldn't come to shul. So the question is, what is this Rav saying? First he told the people next to him that of course they should let him come to shul. And then he told this very person, maybe you shouldn't come to shul. How do we reconcile these two different statements that are being said by this Rav? The answer is that everybody got the psak that they're supposed to get. The people are not supposed to be offending him. That's on one side. But as much as the people are not supposed to be offending him, he's not supposed to be hurting his neighbors as well. And the same thing perhaps could be said regarding a doctor. A doctor should not be getting paid. Why should not be getting paid? Because he's doing a mitzvah, and you're not supposed to get paid to the doctor. On the other hand, the patient is supposed to offer to pay the doctor. The patient should offer to pay the doctor, and the doctor should decline getting payment. That is the person's goal. There's a verse from the Gra. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Koyfe nefesh ish ashray v'rosh l'shama ga'ara. Explains the Gra that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a person, Rachmanu Tzlan, sick. And the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him sick is that he should have to pay for the doctor, for the medical bills. And that's his Koyfe nefesh. Koyfe nefesh ish ashray. But if the person is poor, so he's not going to pay the doctor anyway. So that's why Rosh L'Shama Ga'ara, the poor person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make sick. But to conclude this shiurim on V'rapa Yirape, there's a very important word, a very powerful word that I saw. V'rapa Yirape, Mikan Shenitin Rishus L'Roifei L'Rapes. So I saw from the Ozhar of a Rebbe, there was once a patient who was very sick, and he came to the doctor, and the doctor said, you're very sick, there is no hope. The patient immediately walked out and said, you have no right to say that. Why? V'rapa yirapa, mikan shenita rishus l'roifei l'rapais. A doctor was given the authority to give refuah. That's what is in the doctor's hands. Nothing else is in his hands. We should all be gesund und stark.